Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Krisis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. When a woman has a baby, she has to bring a Karban Chatas. Why she has to bring a Karban Chatas? She didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't an Avera. Okay, so that's discussed. Some say it goes on Chava, because the pain of childbirth is because of the Chet Etzadas. So we're not blaming anybody over here, but the Heilige Torah says, for whatever reason, she has to bring a Karban Chatas after she has a baby. So it's just one of the Karbanas she has to bring. Now, our Mishnah tells us, yes, there are some women, the Vias Karban, that are going to bring this Karban Chatas for a baby, even though they lost their baby. That it came out before it was a baby yet. And Venechel, they're going to be able to eat that Karban, because legally, that baby was considered a child. V'yesh Mevias, and there are those who will bring a Karban after they lost the baby, but V'einenechel, they're not allowed to eat that Karban, because there's a suffix whether that baby that came out is considered a child or not. Because we're not sure whether or not there was a chiyuv chatas, therefore you can't eat it. V'yesh einem mevias, and sometimes they don't bring a Karban at all, because we're clear that what came out is not legally considered a child. Zakh the Mishnah, Elo mevias Karban, here are the ones who bring a Karban after they lost their child, after they miscarried, V'nechel. But the Karban could be eaten because the child that came out is considered of lad. Zakh the Mishnah, Hamapeles, Kemin Behema Chaya V'oif. This woman was maple. The word maple means the baby did not come out alive. But whatever did come out looks like a behema, a chaya, or an oif. She has to be in Karban Chatas. Legally, this is considered of lad, divi Reb Meir, azayhalt, Rabbi Meir. Because by the behema, chaya, and oif, the Torah uses the Lashon Yitzira. So therefore, we consider it created like a person. The Torah says, when the Torah tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Chaya and Oif by Maisa Bereshis, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Enu Adama Kol Chaya Sasada V'Skol Oif HaShemayim. So we use the Lashon Vayitzar. When Hashem made the person, the Pasuk says, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Enu Adam. Zok Reb Meir, this teaches us that the Tzura of a Behema is the same as the Halacha of a Tzura of a person. They're considered a Vlad, even though it's a Nephil, meaning to say it didn't live, but Lemaisa considered a baby for a chi of carbon. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham say no. Achi hebei mitzura sa'adam. They don't dash in this gzereshava of Vayitzar. They say it's not called a Vlad unless his face looks like a person, not like another Bali Chayim. Vaiter zokta mishnah mapeles sandal. Sandal is what came out was a piece of meat. It looks like a sandal. Some say it's a kind of a shoe. That's what it looks like. Some say sandal comes from the Lashon of sonoi vidal, hated and lowly. Like it doesn't look good. It's just like a glob. So basically we understand this was a baby, but it got crushed somehow. Or for that matter, it says the Mishnah, a shilya. Shilya is the sack that the baby grows in. We had this at the end of Masechtas Tmura in regard to a behema. Even though all that came out is the shilya, but we assume there was a baby here that somehow dissolved. V'shafir mirukam, or what came out was like the skin of a Vlad. And this is how the Batanura explains it. It has like a little bit the shape of an egg. It's flesh. It has some human features. So really, it's the skin. The limbs are supposed to be formed, but obviously something went wrong over here. V'yotze mechutach, or if the baby, again, not alive, but came out in pieces. Somehow it broke up and it came out limb by limb. In all these cases, legally it's considered a child, although it obviously is not alive, and the mother brings a chatas, can eat the chatas. V'chein is a oichid, shivcha, a shivcha kananis, shehepila. There also was maple, the lost, any of the things mentioned over here in the Mishnah, that's what it came out like. Mevi a carbon v'nechel, she brings a carbon. And v'nechel, here too it's eaten. Now when we say eaten, it means eaten by kayana. Machatas, only the kayan eats it. And that's because a Shivcha Kananis has the same din as a Bas Chorin. Why would I have thought differently? Well, there's a rule. Any mitzvah that a woman is mechuyev to do, an eved is mechuyev to do. But maybe those are only mitzvahs where a man and woman have the same mitzvahs. But this mitzvah, bring the carbon after you have a baby, is only by women. Men never have that mitzvah. So the male, the Shivcha shouldn't be chayev. So therefore the Mishnah tells me a chiddush, no. Shivcha does bring this carbon. Okay, so in Mishnah Gimel we learned, sometimes when a woman miscarries, she brings the carbon and eats it. Sometimes she brings the carbon and she doesn't eat it, and sometimes she doesn't even bring a carbon. And here we have the list of where she brings a carbon and does eat it. The chiddush is that even though to us it would seem a far cry from a child, but halachically it's considered a child in regard to the carbon. She's mepelas kimin behema chayav oifra. Meir says because the pasuk uses the lashon of yitzira, it's the same as a person. The chachamim disagree. They say you would have to have a tzuras adam. If she's maple a piece of basar, just a glob, hamapela sandal. Some say it's like it looks like a sandal. Others say it just means soni vidal. It's just like a glob. You don't want to look at it. Or the sack. All that came out that we see was the sack, but we assume there must have been a baby inside because the baby grows in the sack. Or she's maple, what the Mishnah refers to as the shafir merukam. Something like shaped like an egg, flesh, and there's some human features that are forming here. Or if somehow it got cut up and it came out limb by limb. In all these cases, legally it's considered a vlad. She brings the carbon, and the same is true for a shivcha shepila. She also brings a carbon chatas v'nechol, because she is mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that Abbas Yisrael is. You know, in the Shalos Teshuvos Igros Moshe, there is someone who writes a tshuva to Rav Moshe, and he says about a family member, Nebuch, that loses babies. And this person was very, very sad. So Rav Moshe explains, everything is hashgacha pratis. Sometimes a neshama has to come down to this world to have a certain tikkun. Neshama says, no, instead of being punished up there, I'd rather come back down to this world. And sometimes a neshama needs such a slight tikkun, it doesn't even have to be born. It just comes down to the mother. It starts being developed and it stops. And that's the tikkun for that neshama. So it's not like Chas v'Shalom, all these things are like by chance. So Rav Moshe tells him to please have a munah and know that whatever the Rabbi Hashem does is good. Not just good, but the best possible thing.